In the day's news, a Jackson man was gunned down by two young black males. Police say this is the 10th homicide this year in the Wood Street area alone. Wood Street is said to be a heavily crime rate area and is thought to be controlled by the notorious lyrics of the infamous Wood Street Players, owned and operated by Deuce Self Records. President and Treasurer Batman and Nita was reached today at their Wood Street hangout, and this is what they had to say.
I walk through my neighborhood up in the valley of death, out on the set, bulletproof vest, the final frontier. Got what's don't come around here, what we live down in the Via. Blood been spilling for years, so many out peers ain't here, cause it's kill or get killed. Shattered dreams and drug deals, abandoned houses and fiends out on these scarred battlefields, with shadow dwelling players transact, crack and prevail. The police come with the SWAT team to take us to jail. Young black gorilla cartel, connected mafia style. I knock your teeth out your mouth, me and my niggas, but wow. Ready to tie down and ride out on a cold winter night.
President of Deuce Self Records, Batman, better known as Don BT, was shot at a local nightclub. Rumors are he's in critical condition at the Marijuana County Hospital and will have to undergo amputation surgery on his right leg. Police is looking for information on what prompted this shooting and say there has been no cooperation from the victim that would lead to an arrest.
My entourage of niggas serving fiends and cold killers, the Atlanta gorillas. If you cross them, they gon' get you. This a dirty, dirty world that we living in. Cross or get crossed, these niggas caught up in law from tossing up hoes to learn their friends from foes and lying to themselves. Rearrange the game as a whole.
Did you say it's so?
No, I don't know which way to go.
The truck is slim, think about it.
Share a road with them, diagnosed with a limp, but still as wicked as a grin. Being real, that's all I know, so I'ma give it to you raw. What you saw and what you saw, you won't believe. What if darkness give me light? When they won't fight, I'ma fight. Alright, my eyes are tight. Let me take flight. My lip go Texas.
Oh, you been acting?
Come take a look. I'm bouncing through the door, swinging lefts, rights, and hooks. I fall to the flow, get shook, just like a book.
You can't judge it from this cover. Ain't your average motherfucker.
Chris Diss here with the Wood Street Players, President and Treasurer, Batman and Nitty. And I would first like to ask the Mr. Batman, is it true that you underwent an amputation surgery on your right leg?
Nah, I had operation on my motherfucking leg.
Well, who shot you? And why haven't you cooperated with the police?
I know who shot me. Fuck the police.
And Mr. Nitty, is it true that you're no longer affiliated with the Wood Street Player? Man, I love my niggas. It don't die with my niggas, just like my nigga Wiley. And it has also been said that you're an enforcer for the Wood Street Players, a hitman. Man, people say a lot of shit. It don't mean it's true. And back to you, Mr. Batman. Is it true that you control the Wood Street area? And are you the head of a violent crime family better known as the Players Mob?
I mean, I give the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? I supply Wood Street with lyrics. If they like to hear it, I like to give it. The Player Mob is organized rap family. Another branch of that Do For Self record thing. So y'all don't see it, but it's coming though.
This is Chris Pitt.
Hi, I'm Roderick Mack, here to report to you that the best thing about waking up is not smelling the fresh air or listening to the birds twerk. It's about fucking hoes and making bucks. And if you don't believe me, ask the co-founder of Fuck a Hoe and Make a Buck organization, Mr. Messiah Hellfire.
The best part of waking up is fucking hoes and making bucks.
And smoking that green in the meantime. Now back to you, Chris Pitts.
Chris Pitts here back with the Wood Street Players. Damn cigarette's gonna kill me. And I would like to ask one last question before we end this journal. What do you guys consider yourselves?